I always feel like, I don't know, I won't say what I'm going to say. All right. I would say, like I said yesterday, Hoyer is out for this game. J.J. Watt, Brian Cushing, and Jadeveon Clowney will all play in the game. This is like a haunted house. I'm waiting for one of you guys. I mean, I can't see you, you know that? All I can see is these Klieg lights. All right, who's up? Look, you know, I think these guys, look, we believe in these guys, and they're working very hard. We've had a lot of great catches, too. So, you know, we work hard on it every single day, and these guys, they will catch the football. We do catch drills, bother drills every single day.
The Patriots, I think, are third in the league in drop passes.
Right.
So, No,
I think, you know, look, we all look at that. Everybody, we don't ever want a ball on the ground. I mean, we want the guys to catch everything. But, you know, like I said, we've got really good receivers who have made some great catches for us this year. And, you know, I believe in these guys, and they'll catch the ball.
Bill, you talked about his coaches doing things to get DeAndre involved. Are they doing things to get away from double covers?
No, I know. No. Well, I mean, I don't know. It depends on how you look at it. You know, one way to look at it is when he's doubled, the other guys are singled, you know, which can be really good and has been good. And I think the fact of the matter is that he's not always doubled, and then there are times when the ball should go to him. And then we continue to, based on who we're playing, put together a game plan, you know, that he's a big part of. I mean, obviously. So, you know, look, he's a really good receiver, and teams are going to do things to try to take him away, and we just have to continue to look at what we're doing and try to put him in the best position to make plays. Say that again, Aaron. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, that had nothing to do with whether it was, you know, max pro or six man pro or five man pro. It's more about, and everybody's involved, you know. So, in the way that you know, someone may look at the game and see that a quarterback gets sacked, automatically the blame goes to the offensive line, and sometimes it is, but sometimes the ball needs to come out quicker. Sometimes the back's involved. Sometimes the tight end's involved. Sometimes the route. It could be run better. Sometimes the play call could be better. So I think there's a lot that goes into every single pass play out there. And like I've said all week, you know, I really believe in our guys. I believe in that offensive line. And, you know, I really think that they've played overall, they've played well. So there's a lot that goes into a pass play. That was polite. That was good. That's right. Defer to the broadcaster of the year. That's right. That was awesome. Say that again, Mark. I'm sorry. We'll continue to rotate there, okay? And basically, the guys that are playing for us will all be involved in different packages. So last week, you know, people have asked me, you know, about Alfred Blue. Alfred Blue was pretty banged up last week. It had nothing to do with... You know, we didn't feel like he could, you know, help us against New England. It was more about how he practiced during the week. He wasn't able to practice a lot, so we really wanted to use him on special teams, which we did, and then wasn't sure how much he could get on offense. So Alfred Blue will be back in a rotation, and we'll use all those guys in different ways and kind of like we've been doing all year. You know, I think he runs hard. I think he's a tough guy that gets the ball into the line of scrimmage, has decent vision, and I think he's a tough runner, and that's what I like about him. To the punt return? Yeah, you know, look, I think, you know, we compete at that position every week, and I felt like Cecil was fielding the ball cleanly and not letting the ball hit the ground, and I just think he's back there, veteran player, and did a good job of fielding the ball. Although one on the sky kick, I think he knows, we all know he could have fielded that one better. But overall, I think he fields the ball pretty cleanly.
You haven't asked Nick Novak to win a game for his fielding yet this year. He's obviously been terrific. He's made everything under 50 yards. Can you talk a little bit about what you like about this kid? Is he a tough guy?
Yes. Yeah, no,
Right.
Well, when we tried out other kickers, he kicked the best in the tryout. And then, and he did a good job in the tryout. And he's a very mentally tough guy. I've known Nick for a long time. I mean, go back to 2001, a Thursday night game at Georgia Tech when I was coaching there. He beat us on the last second field goal when he was at Maryland. So he can make last second kicks. I know college is different than the pros, but he's done it in his career. I think he's a really good guy because he's been through some ups and downs in his career. He's been cut, been on different teams, and continues to make good kicks, does a good job on kickoffs for us. He directional kicks it pretty well. So, you know, I have a lot of confidence in Nick.
Against,
they have a very, very good specialist roster with obviously Adam you know, in my opinion, probably has a chance to be a Hall of Fame kicker. McAfee is a really good punter and kickoff guy. So, you know, they have a very good specialist crew, and we do too. You know, we do too. And so we've got a our guys know that they need to kick well on Sunday.
So Nick goes out there to kick an absolutely critical field goal. Not any of you know, but I mean, to decide the game, you're not going to be hiding your face. You will, won't you?
I wish I could hide my face for obvious reasons, but I will not be hiding my face. I will not be cringing. I will be watching the kick and knowing that he's going to make the kick.
What do you think of Matt Hassel and the job he's done, especially as he said, he felt awful against
you
guys? What do you know about the
White Rush? Matt, start with Matt there. You know, I've been following Matt's career for a long time, obviously being from where I'm from. There's only three players in this league from the 98 draft class, Matt, Peyton Manning, and Charles Woodson. I mean, that says a lot. That says a lot. I mean, when you think about that, and to be able to last this long at that position in this league says a lot about you. You're tough. You're smart. You're productive. You're a great teammate. I mean, you're just a all-around really, really solid, good football player. So we have a lot of respect for Matt, and we have a lot of respect for Charlie. You know, I've been familiar with Charlie for a long time, from when he was at Clemson and in his career here. And when he's been asked to go in there and play for his teams that he's been on, he's done well. So we have to prepare for both guys. You know, probably going to be Matt, you know, listening to what's coming out of there. But, you know, we have to be ready for both guys.
You know, you've only been here for one loss in Indianapolis, and it was about 7 points.
Yeah.
You like to look ahead. The players, of course, we ask them every day about never winning. Does that matter at all?
I don't think it matters one bit. And I know people will probably look at me and say, wait a second, it doesn't matter at all. Like, what does what happened in 2014 or 2013 or 12, 11, go right down the line. What does that matter as it relates to this game on Sunday? These are the 2015 Texans versus the 2015 Colts. The only thing that matters is how the teams are playing right now and how they play on Sunday, how the players play. The best players need to play their best. The role players need to play at a high level. The quarterbacks need to play well. We need to play really good situational football. They're a well-coached team. You know, we feel like we're a well-coached team. So it's all about this game on Sunday. It has really nothing to do with anything that's gone on in the past.
And on the record, you're not a jinx guy.
On the record, I'm what?
You're not a jinx guy.
No, I'm not a jinx guy. There's another.
Yeah, as you prepare for Sunday's game, and you mentioned, you know, how they're playing right now. Well, defensively, they've given up 96 points in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think you have to look at that and see, you know, how those those points have been given up. I mean, you really have to study the film to, you know, I'll give you one. One was a strip sack where he was going to throw the ball and they gave up a strip sack for fumble recovery for a touchdown. So, you know, there's different ways that they've given up points. But go.
Well, how does that balance versus what you did against them, you know, in the first encounter? Because
Yeah, that's a great question. They're a different team. You know, they have a different offensive coordinator now. I think we're a different team. You know, we've got, you know, obviously a different quarterback that's going to play against them. We've got different players doing different things for us now than what we're doing in October. So I think you have to really look, in my opinion, and again, it's just my small opinion, at the last you know, 3-4 weeks that both teams have played. Maybe you go back 5 weeks, but really you can't look at the whole season because the two teams are totally different than what they were in October.